Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And I don't know how your week's been. I don't know how it's going to end up. It's Friday. No, it isn't. It's Sunday. Yeah. Well, the end of the week is over, right? Except for all the financial news that we're going to cover. And I've got some interesting stuff coming up. So you want to pay attention. Tell your friends about the show, too. Hey, welcome to Money and Change. And I mean, we have a lot of stuff that we go through. And if you can't watch the show, you can always catch us on YouTube and Rumble. Also on Facebook, because after the show is done, I will go ahead and post the link to either YouTube or Rumble on our Facebook page. Money and Change / Financially Prep. So you want to check it out there. Wow, a lot of different things have been going on. I don't know about you, but things are getting a little expensive. And I mean, the cost of food is going up. And if it wasn't for growing a garden outside, it would be a little bit more expensive. And I don't know about you, but I'm trying to save money, and I've got some reports on people trying to live beneath their means. And, you know, when I talk about Prepper Princess, Amber Stork, and she's a self-made millionaire, I'll tell you what, she lives beneath her means. And some people would say, well, that's way beneath my means. But you'd be surprised how much money you can save in the process. And do you really need Netflix? Do you really need $300 a month bills for TV, phone, and internet? Do you really need that? Can you stream? How do you save money? That's the big thing. And gas prices, too, have a lot to do on where you go and how you travel. So, you know, we'll just take a look at things here today. And hopefully you go to our website on Facebook, which is Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Check it out, because everything that I'm going to cover tonight will be posted on that website or Facebook page. So you want to check it out. Well, let's see what's going on here. Oh, yeah, the Trim Radio Network. Website, trimradio.com. If you haven't checked it out, please do so. Because if you want to do your own show, there's a way to do it. There's a way to pitch a show. There's a way to watch the videos. There's a way to contact us. And, you know, to contact us, all you have to do is go over here where it says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Hit the red button. And if you do, you can put your name in, your phone number, and your message. Like, hey, I want to do my own show on the Trim Radio Network, and I want to call it this, and how do I do it? Here's my cell phone number to call me, and my email address. And all you have to do is hit send message. And somebody will get back with you. They really will. So we have a lot of openings, and you could do your own show. Just as long as it's clean, that's fine. Just as long as it's interesting, that's fine. Just contact us, and we'll help you through the process. Very easy to do. If you want to advertise on the Trim Radio Network, contact us. Because We'd love to have you advertise. Well, anyhow, here's our page, the Trim Radio Network. And if you go down to the leadership, you double click the box here. If it works for me today, it should. There we go. And you can see our little advertisement we have there, elevating voices, amplifying impact and so forth. But below that, here are four characters. I mean, they're good characters, really. Michael Bejas, the founder and CEO of the Trim Radio Network, and then Roscala Stefan, who's the chief operating officer and computer guru. I mean, this guy is really good at what he does. And also, somebody called Stu Scherer, I guess, the chief relationship officer. I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to do. Maybe finance, maybe would be more or less up my sleeve, but this is relationships. I guess I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundation, trust, and goodwill necessary for long-term success. Well, that's what we want to do, is have long-term success, because we have fun. We cut the bull and serve the truth, and that's the way it is. Victoria Smith is our chief marketing officer. She's responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. She is fantastic. And we're basically all over, kind of like the United States. Michael Bejas is in Irmo, South Carolina, which is not too far from Columbia. And Roscala Stefan is basically up on Lake Erie. He used to be in Florida, so he's a fellow Ohioan now. I'm located in Western Ohio. And Victoria Smith is located in the great state of Tennessee, the volunteer state. So these are the people that are responsible for the network. And I'll tell you what, if you want to join us, let us know. We'll work something out and get you a show. Okay? It's very easy to do. Wow. How do you support us? Well, it's easy. Providing I can hit the right button, because I'll tell you what. Oh, the channels. Yeah. We do live stream. We have our vault where we have our past shows. We have events, schedule, and community. But to support us, you click on collectibles and then click on shop. And that's the important thing. And maybe those little boxes, there they are. They're slow to come up for some reason. But you can support us, buy the merchandise, or as Michael Bejas says, buy the merch. And you can get the t-shirts, you can get the money and change t-shirt, you can get the Life Walk hat, you can get the money and change mug. Hey, now that's a good mug. It's a good insulated mug. Very good. Then you also have the ceramic mug. We've got Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Polo Shirts, because that's on the air now. And we've got our Offside t-shirts, and we've got our Offsides mugs. And on page 2, if we click that, we've got, gee whiz, Roscala's Red Pill Reality Show. We've got hats, beanies, and, well, Creator Studio rubber case for AirPods, if you have AirPods. Buy the merch. Really, buy the merch. Because that helps pay for airtime. And like I said in my opening comments, when we just opened the show, I said airtime ain't cheap. And it isn't. And it's expensive. And so if you help us out by buying the merchandise, it really helps out. Okay? What else is going on? Oh, yeah, list of people to support. Oh. Check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. www.findlay.edu. Check them out. It's a good school. Matter of fact, somebody had a video and they said that the University of Findlay was 10th in the nation in NCAA Division II football. Yeah. And it's football season, among other sports. So check out the University of Findlay if you like football. Also, we need to talk about Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. If your college, university, business, sorority, fraternity, club, business needs presentation pens, I mean really nice ones, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. He does an excellent job. Now, the blank part is the center. He makes custom design blanks, and you can do your own pens if you're so inclined. But if you want to buy a good presentation pen, I mean a good one, you contact Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And I'll tell you what, he's done some really good pens. He sold them down at Disney World and elsewhere about the country. He supplies a lot of people with blanks and also with custom pens. So you want to check him out, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, okay? Also, we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. They're on YouTube. Check them out. Good people. I've known them for quite a while. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Well, actually, it's Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove near Wiggins, Mississippi. And I'll tell you what, they're good people. They really are. Check out their show. You'll like it. Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for probably 16 years. Really good guy. I've talked to him a couple of times. And he has a very good show. You want to check him out because he talks a lot about prepping. He also talks a lot about doing something like watching the economy. Yeah, economy. Whether it's good or bad, he'll tell you. So will I. Also, we've got the Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and she does a lot of commentary, but she's also very good at medical prepping. So you want to check her out, Patriot Nurse. Also, we've got Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. I told you about her, self-made millionaire, and she'll show you how to do it. So you got to watch her videos on YouTube. LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. He's got over 700 videos out there on doing very different things, whether or not it's growing a backyard garden or some type of a specialized operations or communications. And you know, I always talk about communications because Dave got me hooked on GMRS radios, General Mobile Radio Service. FCC license, no test, just $35, and it's good for the whole family to use your call sign. Okay? That's all you have to do. It's a really good deal. This is an Ocean, W-O-U-X-U-N, 935G plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. That means it's a GMRS antenna. And I'll tell you what, I can talk 35 miles away to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio. And from there, I can talk out 90 miles or if conditions are good, even farther. I mean, I've connected to a repeater over in Lancaster, Ohio, which is way on the other side of the state because I'm on the western side of the state. Okay. Good thing to have because when the power goes out and storms and everything else, you need to contact people and your cell phone doesn't work. Guess what? GMRS radios will. Okay. So you want to check it out. And I can blame Dave Gilmore for that. He's a fantastic guy, and some of the videos he has, oh man, the information, I've learned so much from him over the years. But can you imagine 700 videos? Wow, that's a lot. So you want to check him out. Well, speaking of money and change, of course, we're on every Sunday at 7 p.m. And for the most part, we are live. Unless I get into concert season, and at that point, then we'll have some people call them reruns and past episodes. But that's probably 5 weekends out of the year, or at least the fall half of the year, I'll put it that way. So you can check us out, and we'll give you updated information that you need to do to save money. I mean, save money, watch the markets. It's difficult times, guys. Well, here's our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Remember, I told you, you can join us. Just let us know. Just contact us. If you take a look at, join me for another live edition of Money and Change, 7 p.m., trimradio.com. And all the topics that we're covering are right here in the bottom, in the comments section. And if we don't get to all of them, there they are. Very easy to do, okay? We post things there during the week. And I had an article here, martial law declared. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Major events unfolding. That's Colby from the Max, M-A-C apostrophe S. And Colby's down in eastern Mississippi. And I'll tell you what, smart gentleman. Runs a farm and also has a business and does an excellent job. Excuse me. It's coughing time. You know, we're getting into something which is allergy season. And sometimes I get that, and that's difficult. So I have to do a lot of filtration and so forth. If I go to a grocery store and I get around something I'm allergic to, I'll cough for quite a while. So forgive me if I cough once in a while. Goldenrod season is basically among us now. Here's one from Colby. Worse than we thought about the vaccine. And people who got the, So, you know, he's saying, oh my God, it's true. Millions infected and we may be too late already. Oh yeah, he's got the information. So you want to check that one out. I even posted, I believe, on my Facebook page. Also, Rogue Prepper, and she was talking about people that lived in an apartment and they weren't ready. You can watch this one, Surviving 30 Days in an Apartment. That would be a little tough. And of course, there you go, tonight's show on YouTube. Just click on that, and guess what? There's the show. Okay, so enough of Money and Change / Financially Prepped. If you want to join us, send me an email. Just contact us over at the trimradio.com site. Like I said, that red button, click on it and say, hey, I want to join Stu's Money and Change / Financially Prepped. I'll get the email and I'll put you on the list because we are growing. I have had people contact me from Myanmar, South Africa, Kenya, and other countries in Europe and North America. And I'll tell you what, join us because we have a lot of fun. I mean, I'll post up a whole bunch of stuff. There are little pictures up there at the top. You can see all the different people. I don't post everything up there, but they're there. Okay. It's free to join. And I have two requests that I'm going to have to go ahead. Oh, two requests. I can't click on them during the show, but after the show, I will go ahead and approve them. The only thing that you cannot do is advertise on the Facebook site. You can't advertise any business or anything on the Facebook site. So that goes to the station. You want to do it there. I don't need money. I really don't. It's called taxes, you know? Okay, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. National Guard mobilizing across 19 states to clean up parties' alarming failures. This was in Zero Hedge. And this was yesterday. And it said Pentagon officials confirmed to Fox News late Friday that up to 1,700 National Guard troops will be mobilized across 19 states from August through mid-November to support the Department of Homeland Security's America First mission, a sweeping crackdown to arrest and deport criminal, illegal aliens while restoring law and order in metro areas gutted by rogue leaders after a decade of disastrous progressive policies and unleashed destructive violent crime waves. They want to stop the crime. You know, there were reports about Washington, D.C., people actually going out at night and spending money going to restaurants and bars. They can get out and they can do things because the crime has been reduced, and it'll be continued to be reduced. And if they can clean up Washington, D.C., hey, Chicago would be a good one to clean up. I don't know about Cleveland. It was fairly decent when I was up there years ago. I haven't been to Cleveland in probably 15 years. Why? Because I don't have to travel anymore. I used to be in Cleveland all the time. And even then, I didn't think it was a bad place. So there's crime out there. They want to cut down the crime. If it's an illegal alien that's doing the crime, selling the drugs or whatever, they want to make sure that they are apprehended and the appropriate treatment for them, okay, which would be probably a court hearing and then deportation to some crazy place. But anyhow, documents obtained by Fox News show National Guardsmen will soon be deployed to Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and Wyoming to act as a pillar of support for DHS, such as case management, transportation, logistics, and clerical work. And this also includes illegal alien data collection, fingerprints, DNA swabs, and photos. They will not perform arrests or direct law enforcement because they're not allowed to. The deployments were authorized under Title 32, Section 502F, allowing support of federal agencies while remaining under the control of the governors. And what else is going on? Oh, those people are in a Title 32 status so that they will absolutely be staying with the law of what everybody's doing and providing appropriate support. So if you see them rolling around your neck of the woods, guess what? They're there to help support the police. And I have no problem with that because we don't need crime. You know, a lot of places you can go in a lot of cities in different nations and things are clean. But lately, London isn't exactly clean. Places in Scandinavia, they have their problems. And I watched some travel things about in Russia, basically, whether or not it's in the big cities or the smaller cities. And you didn't see many people laying around, sleeping in corners, doing drugs or whatever. And this was shot by independent people, not working for the government or anything. It was interesting. It really was. They have the same problems we have, for the most part, only they don't have the drugs and they don't have the homeless, which I find is interesting. You know, people could just look and find work. And there's plenty of it out there, and they're willing to work, they could have a job. Well, what else is going on? Central banks. You know, a lot of countries have central banks, and they kind of control everything. And you have a treasury, and then you'll have a central bank. And Daniel Lacalle at Mises.org said central banks do not prevent financial crises or control inflation. And he said, easing and tightening decisions move all assets from bonds to private equity, and their role is to support or to be to control inflation, provide price stability, and ensure normal market functions. However, there is little evidence of any success in achieving their goals. Something to think about there. The era of central bank dominance has been characterized by boom and bust cycles, financial crises, policy incentives to increase government spending and debt, and persistent inflation. Maybe they should have Trump on there. I believe things could get straightened out. I know there are going to be some people that say, oh, now you're a Trumpist and so forth. The guy's financially astute. He really knows his stuff in business. And a lot of other politicians don't. They're good at BS, but they're not good with laying it all out on the line. And we've seen that over the past probably 8 years, maybe 12, maybe 20. Well, anyhow, I said the creation and proliferation of central banks over the past century promised great financial stability. But then, as history and current events continually show, central banks have not prevented financial crises. And empirical evidence dispels the myth that central banks ended the era of frequent financial crises. Regardless of central bank oversight, a credit boom preceded one in three banking crises. And one thing you have to learn in economics, you have boom and bust. You know, you have boom. Everybody's buying and financially everything's great. And it goes for about 8 to 10 years. And then at the end of that period, then we have a bust, a mini crash for the most part. And I've been through a few of those. And it's cyclical. It's like every 8 to 10 years. And so if you start at the beginning and you build up your wealth, then at the end of the 10th year, you know that something's going to go with the markets. And so you have to learn to say, okay, do I hold them or do I fold them? And that's the cycle. That's the boom to bust cycle. Well, central banks act as lenders of last resort and regulators. However, with each subsequent crisis, the solution is always the same: larger and more aggressive asset purchase programs and negative real rates. This means the central banks have gradually moved from lenders of last resort to lenders of first resort, a role that has amplified vulnerabilities. And due to the globalization of modern central banking and financial innovations, crises tend to be larger in scale and more complex. How much money does your bank keep of every $10 you put into the bank? The general rule is they keep $1 and loan out $9. Wouldn't it make more sense if they would keep maybe $5 and loan out $5? Wouldn't that be better? Because sometimes they get overloaded in loans and they get bad loans and they get repossessions and everything else. You know, I was talking to somebody this week about repossessions in cars. And they said, oh, yeah, there are a lot of repossessions going on. But when we get them to repossess the cars, they're trashed because people know that their cars are going to be repossessed, and so they just trash them. And so then we have to basically junk them if we can't repair them. Sometimes you can get very good deals on a repossessed car if they're well taken care of. And I've done that in the past. I've actually had a couple of cars that were really good cars that happened to be repossessed, but they were responsibly taken care of. Not so anymore. The growing priority is supporting government over managing inflation. The central banks use their enormous power to disguise the insolvency of sovereign issuers and make their debt pricier, which leads to the subsequent excessive risk-taking and asset price inflation. And central banks are enabling inflation and financial instability where they should be restricting it. You have to watch your bank. know your banker. Okay. Every time I go into the bank, I know my tellers that are there, all three of them at the branch where I go, and the manager. And I get to know them. And it's first name basis. And it's great. And I don't just bank with one. I mean, I bank with three. No, actually four. And I get to know the people individually at each one of the banks. You say, oh, he must be rolling in money. No, I just put things in different banks, different places because of interest rates. And if the interest rates are better at one bank, then I move money. And that's how you do it. Hey, speaking of inflation, we've got the U.S. debt clock. And you know, I always talk about the U.S. debt clock. You know, right now we're at $37,274,017,000,000. Oh, it's going to be 18 million. That's $108,607 per citizen. But per taxpayer, it's $323,054. Do you have that on hand? I don't. And it would be tough to come up with $108,607. I could probably do it, but I wouldn't want to. And look at the Doge clock. So far, they have done $607 billion. Actually, $607,267,000,000 in climbing. And the savings there are for the taxpayers is $5,406 for taxpayers in savings. And you can check this out, usdebtclock.org. It's supposedly real time. So you can check that out. And, you know, you can say, hey, how's come we're only taking in $5 trillion, but we have spent $37 trillion? Well, politicians like to spend money, don't they? And they overspend. And I think you need to tell your representatives, hey, stop spending our tax money. You're giving it away somewhere. And it's got to stop because we can't afford $37 trillion in national debt. Because I think realistically, I've heard reports where it's about $100 trillion in debt or more. So you can check out all the data there, and there's plenty of information there on different states, the world debt clocks. I mean, the whole bit. I mean, there's tons of stuff. It's tons of information. So check it out, usdebtclock.org. The next one, government statistics are always political. Somebody always told me, liars figure and figures lie. They can be manipulated any which way. And anytime that you get the government involved, well, guess what? You get manipulation of numbers. And they were talking about certain numbers this week and employment numbers. Well, they found out that the employment numbers under the older administration, the previous administration, were messed with. And so President Trump said, I want the real numbers. Show me the real numbers. And they're in the process of doing that. And it's going to be interesting to find out, okay, how many people are actually unemployed and how much money are we paying our people and so forth. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see that. Government statistics are always political. That was an article by Tho Bishop at Mises.org. Okay, it said, in the age of Trump, even the most boring political positions can find themselves in the center of political news cycle in recent weeks. And it's been the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And after severe revisions to previous job reports, Trump fired BLS Commissioner Erica McTarfer and has nominated EJ Antoni, who, if nothing else, has claimed to be a fan of Murray Rothbard. I don't care who he's a fan of. Just give me true numbers. You know, 1 and 1 is 2. 2 and 2 is 4, and 5 and 5 is 10. Not doing woke math. 1 and 1 is 2, but if they're politically correct, we could call it 3? Nah. Statistics are statistics. Numbers are numbers. If you got 5 apples on my desk and I eat one, I've got 4 left. If I eat all 5, I've probably got indigestion, right? Okay, the next thing up. Oh, the price of tickets. I was doing some checking. I've got tickets to Ohio University's homecoming. And I was lucky. I got the tickets for $89 per seat. And I bought 2 seats. And it was like desperation because they said the tickets would be on sale as of August 1. And August 2, I was on the web checking the seats. And they had 2 seats, 6 rows up, almost on the 40-yard line. And I thought, okay, this will be decent. I'll grab them now. Good thing I did, because about 10 or 15 minutes later, those seats were gone. And you had individual seats around the stadium. And that, you know, if you're going to go to homecoming, you want to be able to see the game. Besides the huge parade at the beginning, I mean, Ohio University has one of the longest parades I've ever seen. When you have the university band leading off the parade, and then you see the alumni band way back in the parade, and the alumni band's twice as big as the university band. I believe the university band's close to 300 people. So then the alumni has 600, and plus all these other floats in between. I mean, it's a long parade. And it's a good one to watch, whether it's raining or snowing or just bright sunlight. I don't care. It's a good parade. And a lot of people turn out to watch. But tickets are getting expensive. Now, if I was going to go to a football game at the University of Findlay, well, guess what? Since I graduated from there and I'm past 65, I can get in free. That's what makes it nice. But not at OU. Different level of football. Well, Ohio State and Texas are going to be playing. This is August 30th at Ohio Stadium. The tickets start at $395 each and go up from there. I have heard reports where there are some tickets over $1,200. Yeah, $1,200 to get into Ohio Stadium. I've been there a couple of times. I used to know the band director of Ohio State. And did I pay for tickets? No, because I knew people there and I always got complimentary tickets. Whether it was field tickets down with the football team or up on C deck 50-yard line behind Woody Hayes's wife. Yeah. And so I had some connections back then. And so Ohio State, Texas, that's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a big one. That place is going to be packed and hopping. New Mexico at Michigan. Now, that stadium's a big stadium, too. That's going to be a hopping place. From $73 up. Alabama at Florida State, Doak Campbell Stadium, from $224 up. And then you go to Michigan at Oklahoma, $308 up. You got Alabama at Georgia, $681 up. Texas at A&M at Notre Dame at $368 up. Yeah, it's getting expensive. Even high school football is expensive. You know, my season tickets for 5 games, it was $100. Plus another 40 for parking. It's getting expensive, guys. I remember it was a lot cheaper than that. Wow, a cost of attending an NFL game has risen 40% in the last 10 years. Philadelphia Eagles, $538. Detroit Lions, $374. Kansas City is $292. Washington Commanders, $169. Cincinnati Bengals, it's affordable, $149. That probably gets you the nosebleed section. And then it goes down to Cleveland Browns, $96 a ticket. And then New Orleans Saints. Maybe they should change the name to the Aints, $43 a ticket. Prices are going up and up. And the cost of a beer at the stadiums, jeez, forget that. It's expensive anymore. Everything's going up in price. Oh, the rise in first-time home buyers age. Yeah, because who could afford it, right? So now the average age is $38 years to purchase their first home. Because a lot of people live in apartments or live with their parents because they can't afford homes. And the prices of homes, I've been watching TV shows, and some of the homes out in Washington are going for $1.3 million. And here in Ohio, that same house would only cost about $235,000. Yeah, go figure, right? Okay. Break time for a video. Here we go.
A new survey on retail investors shows a majority have adjusted or plan to adjust their portfolios to invest in more gold and crypto amid concerns over a weakening dollar. Here with more, we've got Brett Kenwell, who is the eToro U.S. investment analyst. Brett, good to have you. So just tell us more about how retail investors are thinking of gold and crypto, commonly known in Bitcoin's case historically as digital gold, as a kind of hedge to some of the uncertainty that we've seen.
Yeah, Brad, thanks for having me. I think, you know, when you look at retail investors, you know, sort of one characteristic that really jumped out to me about the group is they tend to be opportunistic. In this case, we have, you know, we were kind of surveying them specifically about certain risks, one of them being a weaker dollar. And their response to that was to allocate more of their portfolios to gold and crypto, specifically in that order. But I think, you know, when we kind of zoom out, be it for Q2 or really for the year, you know, they've seen how well some of these different asset classes have performed. And I think that has really been a motivating factor for retail to sort of, you know, step back and zoom out and reassess how they want to have their portfolios positioned. Yes, it's still a majority into U.S. stocks, and that is a favorite asset class for them to hang out in. I believe that will be the case for the foreseeable future. But things like gold, Bitcoin, even international equities have certainly gained traction with retail.
I thought the findings from the survey were really remarkable in the differences in how different demographics, age demographics, are looking across this. What was the breakdown there that really netted out?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it'd be too surprising to your viewers to hear that the younger side of retail investors, so your Gen Zs, your millennials, even Gen X has a more favorable stance towards crypto and Bitcoin than, you know, our boomers and silent generation, some of our older, more classical investors. But I think what stuck out to me was that the younger generation was also more favorable towards gold than the older generation. So I think, again, that is sort of a tell on how social media, how the news, how media kind of influences younger investors and how they're digesting their information and where they're getting it from. Because, you know, gold has done so well, not just this year, as a safe haven, investment safe haven asset when volatility was very high and stocks were doing poorly, but gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500 in three of the last 5 years and is on track to do it again this year, provided, you know, the second half isn't too wild. So I think they see that and they view that as an opportunity.
New grads have an employment.
Well, I missed hitting the button. Speaking of buttons, oh yeah. And you thought I wasn't going to do a video about University of Findlay. Watch this.
We've got some exciting new things happening on the campus of the University of Findlay. And joining us today, she is the Vice President for Student Affairs and Athletics at the University of Findlay, Brandi Loretta. And thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk about good things happening on campus.
You always have to, like, you know, think about the students, right? To make good things happen for them. And you guys got a new area. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So we're excited to open. We had our grand opening late spring, early summer of College Park. Due to the generosity of a great donor, we've added pickleball courts, a basketball court, pavilion and fire pit, really a great area for our students to gather, hang out. We're hopeful that classes will use the pavilion, really just make it a center of campus where everyone can work together. We hope the community will join us on campus and really make the university really part of the Findlay community.
It's important though, right, to have areas where students can relax and like meet and greet each other. And you know, it's all about academics, of course, but you got to have a little bit of fun too.
Yeah, you know, we think that learning happens outside of the classroom too. And so having this area where people can gather and communicate and hopefully be off their phones, you know, and really just interact is important. You know, our mission's meaningful lives and productive careers, and we really feel like this will help with the meaningful lives as they interact with each other.
Especially with pickleball, that's such a hot thing right now.
It is the craze.
All right, well, speaking of academics, orientation's been happening and kids are heading back to the class.
They are. We're welcoming over 700 new students to campus, had our arch ceremony yesterday, our long tradition on campus. So we're excited. Orientation's in full swing. They're getting moved in, getting ready. Classes start Monday. So there's always a little bit of anticipation, nervousness as we welcome them to campus.
But this has got to be a fun time of year. Everyone's excited. And
oh, absolutely. You know, this is the best week of the year. It's busy and it's crazy, but we're so excited for the upcoming year.
Yeah. Speaking of upcoming year, how have the athletics been doing? And are they really looking forward to a good season for some sports?
Yeah, last year the Oilers had a great year, finished in the top 10 in Division II in the nation of over 300 schools. So great year in overall athletic performance. Really looking forward to a great seasons coming up, especially in the fall. Volleyball had a phenomenal run last year, and looking forward to what they'll do this year and all of our other fall sports. So really excited for athletics this year.
And you talk about the community, come to campus and things like, for the sporting events, we can come watch, right?
Absolutely. Please join us on campus. We hope you will come watch. It's a great atmosphere, high-level athletics, and the students, hopefully you get to meet them, because our student athletes, I will say, I'm biased, but some are the best. So smart young people who are excelling in their sport and in the classroom, please come to the University of Findlay and watch our athletics.
Wonderful things happening on campus for students and the community.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for coming today.
Thanks so much.
All right.
And that was it on the University of Philly. You thought I wasn't going to sneak something in like that? And guess what? They showed a picture of one of the dorms where I stayed when I was there, Fox Hall. Oh, yes. Many moons ago. Hey, Americans spent less on plant-based foods in 2024. And this was in Zero Hedge, and you can check it out on our website. Having a long time limited of handful of mostly soybean products, plant-based alternatives to dairy and meat have made giant leaps forward over the past few years. Thanks to advances in food science, people can now enjoy a creamy oat milk cappuccino, have a tasty burger based on pea protein, or even try chicken-free chicken nuggets that mimic the real thing surprisingly well. And whether it's due to allergies, intolerance, voluntary diet choices, or simply to reduce the carbon footprint of their food intake, many people are enjoying the new variety of plant-based alternatives to dairy and meat. As Statista's Felix Richter reports, according to the Good Food Institute State of the Industry report, U.S. retail sales of plant-based foods amount to $8.1 billion in 2024, which is a slight decline from the previous year. Well, maybe it's because they have GMO items in there. You know, I like to go to farmers markets, or just if I know a farmer that is selling some of his crops, I'll gladly get stuff from them. It's better for you. It doesn't have a lot of stuff. You know, I take a look at the Amish or the German Baptists. Here in Ohio, we've got both. But I'll tell you what, they live very simply and they don't eat a lot of fancy food. They don't go out to Wendy's or Burger King or KFC or Lee's Chicken or whatever, maybe on a rare occasion, but basically they eat good food. Now, have I bought anything like this? Oh, well, I buy meat. I get sometimes meals if I'm in a rush to do things. And ice cream, real ice cream, not the fake stuff. And real butter and not the fake stuff. But you can take a look at that report. Oh, what else is up? Oh, yeah. Recent earnings. Listen to this one.
As retailer Walmart is once again driving home the message that customers are seeking value wherever they can. In the latest quarter, the company said it gained share across income cohorts, leaning into its lower price model heading into back to school and the holiday shopping season. Lower prices and value is a key theme we've heard from companies, from appliances to cleaning products. Here's Yahoo Finance's Brooke DePalma with more.
U.S. consumers are navigating all kinds of headwinds, from uncertainty around tariffs to elevated interest rates, and so they're looking for the best deal wherever they can. We heard from quite
What's going on here? Not the fickle finger of rotating things. I don't know what's going on here. Well, just for that, I'm going to go to the next one, which is similar to this one. If it's going to mess things up, I'll just go to this one. And consumer trends and the impact of tariffs on prices. Serena Triangle did this one. And the key takeaways, major retailers share their perspectives on how consumers are faring and what tariffs mean for the industry on conference calls following the release of quarterly results last week. And Americans remain value-minded while shopping and in some cases are pulling back on discretionary items, even though tariffs haven't fully affected the prices yet. And yet, home improvement suppliers said shoppers have been making more big purchases, including appliances. Yeah, because if appliances are made over in China, then the prices there are going to go up. I think GE is made primarily over there, and I think they're bringing all their production back to the United States because of the tariffs. Household finances are tight. Inflation is elevated, and tariffs may exacerbate the pressure, actually make it worse even, okay? So everybody's hunting for savings. They're hunting for budgets to keep their, well, actually keep their budget in line. You know, people go to Walmart, and they're looking at clothes, and they might go to Target and look at clothes and say, okay, what's the price difference? It might be more expensive at Kohl's. On the other hand, Kohl's may have sales. And so people are looking at different things, different prices, how to save money, especially even when buying cars. You know, you don't get the most expensive car out there. And they say, well, we can put on a payment plan for 5 years at 3%. Gee, you could have bought something a little bit cheaper, maybe paid cash for it, not have payments and pay interest. So you have to look at all that stuff. And you don't really want to borrow a lot of money because interest will kill you. If you charge something off on your credit card, and let's say it's $1,000 and you can't pay it off at the end of the month, then divide it into two payments of $500. Don't go any more than that. But the kids have to have things to go back to school. Yeah, they do. But be judicious on where you get things. Now, locally here, they had a big get together for the kids in all different grades. And they went to a brand new pavilion that we have right along the Miami River. Beautiful place. And different groups were giving away backpacks to all the kids that were coming there. They were giving other school supplies away for the kids that showed up. They were even doing haircuts, believe it or not. That's amazing. people are still trying to save money, and I don't blame them. Things are expensive. There's that cough. Must be goldenrod around. But anyhow, you have all this stuff going on, and times are going to get tighter, and it's going to get worse. And I would say by the end of September, October, November, things are going to get tight. I hope they don't, but chances are they will. And you're going to have to look at all your prices. Look at your gasoline prices. Look at your food prices. Look at your clothing. If the clothes are made overseas, okay, do they have a tariff there? If you got to buy things from Vietnam at Walmart or other places, you know, what's the tariff going to be on that? If you're going to get electronics, if they're made in China, then you might get a significant increase in the cost of a computer or a tablet. So you may want to make do with what you have. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I can't afford to pay for Microsoft Office or whatever. Well, there's a free Office out there. And if you want to go to Linux and use Linux Mint, which is close to Microsoft, I'll tell you what, I've looked at it and I'm considering it. But then I get this bill from my local internet provider, I'll just say Speculum, and it suddenly went up $10 a month, and now I'm paying $310 a month for TV, internet, and phone. I'm looking to change, and I don't know whether to use Skylink or a local provider rather than Speculum. That's a fictitious name, but you get the drift. Prices are too high, and what do we get in return? Oh, I have to watch my soap operas, or I need to do this, or I need to do this sports and so forth. I can't watch it this way or can't watch it that way. Can you stream it? I've got antennas for TVs. I can do that. If I want to splurge a little bit, yeah, maybe I can go ahead and stream things through Skylink. I've got different ways to do things, but give me the best deal and we'll consider it. Because right now, Speculum is too high. And so with that, guys, that's all I've got. Hey, check us out on My World on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. where we'll have some fun. We'll talk a little bit about different topics, but we'll have some fun. And with that, guys, start saving your money. Okay, save your money and prep. That's what you need to do. And with that, guys, have a good week. We'll see you Wednesday on My World at 8 p.m. Check us out and join us. Okay, see ya.